Hi everyone, my name is Liam and I'm currently a production coordinator in the live music industry. I've been invited here today to talk to you about how I got my foot in the door. The entertainment business is notoriously difficult to break into, and when I was a student, I had absolutely no contacts. I initially looked on university notice boards for work experience, but I didn't have much luck. I actually found the advertisement for festival volunteers on social media, so I quickly filled out the application form and got accepted.
When I arrived at the festival site, I was extremely eager to get involved. I was hoping to help with stage setup, just to be close to the action, but they actually put me in charge of handing out wristbands at the main gate. At first, I was a bit disappointed, but I soon realised it was an incredibly important role because I was the first point of contact for thousands of excited fans.
Working at a festival is intense. Everyone assumes the noise is the hardest thing to cope with, given the massive speakers everywhere. However, it was actually the weather that caused the most issues that weekend. We had torrential rain on the second day, and keeping everyone safe and moving efficiently through the mud was a massive physical and mental test.
Despite the exhaustion, the learning curve was steep. I thought my technical knowledge would improve most from being around all the equipment. Instead, my communication got so much better, mainly from helping lost attendees find their tents or explaining schedule changes to frustrated crowds. You really learn how to speak to people effectively under pressure.
Of course, volunteering isn't just hard work. There are some amazing rewards. Volunteers didn't get free food, as some might think, which was a shame as the catering smelled amazing, but we did get to go backstage, which was an incredible perk. Seeing how the production crew managed the artists and the schedules from behind the scenes was absolutely fascinating.
During my breaks, I tried to network. I thought I'd be starstruck by the singers, but the person who really inspired me was a sound engineer I chatted with near the main stage. Hearing about the technical precision required to mix live music for an audience of 50,000 people completely blew my mind and motivated me to learn more about live production.
A few months later, the festival organizers advertised for paid junior coordinators. When applying for paid roles, I honestly thought my degree would impress them the most. Actually, the festival organisers hired me because of my enthusiasm during the event. They remembered how I kept a smile on my face, even during the worst rainstorms.
When you're putting this kind of volunteer work on your CV, it's vital to frame it correctly. Don't just list your duties like picking up litter or directing traffic. Employers really want to see examples of problem-solving, showing you can think on your feet when things inevitably go wrong. That's what proves you have potential.
Looking ahead, my career goals have shifted. Many people coming into this business want to go into artist management, but after that experience, I realized my true passion lies in logistics, making sure everything from lighting rigs to tour buses arrives exactly when and where it needs to. It's like a massive puzzle.
Ultimately, people think that having raw talent is great, and having family connections certainly helps some people get started. But honestly, the trait this industry values above all else is reliability. If you show up on time, do what you say you're going to do, and work hard, people will want to hire you again and again. Thanks for listening.